The famous golfer Chichi Rodriguez once said that he attributed becoming a millionaire to marrying his wife. Before he knew her, he was a multimillionaire. Well, in today's gospel, we have somebody who became a millionaire overnight. The Lord tells the story of this man who was a very rich man who had a bountiful harvest. And so he went from being, I guess in those days, like a millionaire to a billionaire overnight. And he has a dilemma. What should he do with all his surplus wealth? Now, the reason why the Lord gave us this parable called the parable of the rich fool is because somebody came up and asked the Lord a legal question. They were having a family dispute over the will. And he comes up to the Lord and says, "Tell my brother to give me my share of the will, my share of the inheritance." And the Lord didn't even address that question. Instead, he used it as an opportunity to be warned against the dangers of avarice and greed. See, the Lord can read hearts. And the Lord obviously looked in and saw the heart of this young man. Maybe this young man had a greed or avarice. And the Lord, instead of addressing the question about the will, he teaches a parable to help him reflect upon the true meaning of life and upon the value of saving one's immortal soul over the value of material possessions. And so the Lord gives us this parable. So he describes this man in the parable as a rich man. So the man's already rich. But then he sort of wins the lottery because he has a bountiful harvest. And now he has so much grain, so many goods that he doesn't know what to do with it. His barns don't even hold that much. So what he doesn't do is he doesn't pray to ask God what he should do with his surplus. Instead, he asks himself. He says, what shall I do because I have all this extra? So notice he did not ask God for assistance. He didn't humbly get down on his knees and say, "God, you have blessed me with abundance. How can I share it with others? How can I give it to the poor, to the needy? How can I maybe help build a synagogue in the area?" He didn't say any of those things. He says, "I'm going to try to keep it all to myself." And so notice we're dealing here with somebody who's just completely self-focused. He didn't even give 10% to God, didn't even tithe, didn't even give 10% to charity. He did not understand what stewardship was. So he said, "I'm going to design my own retirement, my own future." And he says, "I'm going to keep it all to myself. I'm going to build even larger barns. And then I'm going to relax. I'm going to retire early." He says, "I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry." See, this is the pagan philosophy, right? That was the pagan philosophy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Get as much pleasure out of life as you can because tomorrow you'll die. That's the pagan philosophy. Eat, drink, and be merry. However, now God speaks to him. And he says to him, "You fool." See, it's okay if somebody else calls you a fool, but the one person you don't want to have call you a fool is God, right? You don't want God to call you a fool because the word fool means somebody who's out of touch with reality, right? See, this person, his whole life was material possessions, but he did not remember to think about his immortal soul, the importance of helping others, of helping the less fortunate. And so he was completely absorbed in selfishness, and also he thought he was invincible, right? He thought, "I'm going to have a nice retirement, and I'm going to relax, eat, drink, and be merry." And he thought he was the master of his own destiny, in control of his own life. But God said, "No, you fool, this night you will die. This night your life will be demanded of you, and all the things you prepared, to whom shall I go? Because you cannot take anything with you when you die." There's an ancient Spanish proverb that says there are no pockets in a shroud. You can't take anything with you when you die. And then the Lord says, "Thus it will be for all those who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." So even though this man was, financially a millionaire, he was spiritually bankrupt. Spiritually bankrupt. Because the Lord is telling us, though, to become spiritual millionaires, to grow in holiness, to grow in virtue, to grow in our love of God, our love of neighbor, our works of charity, our works of mercy. That's how we become a millionaire in God's eyes, right? Is through growing in our relationship with the Lord, growing in our love for God, and in our love for others. So this man was called the rich fool. A very saintly Jesuit priest, Father John Hardin, once told me the story. He was in Chicago and he got called to the deathbed of a multimillionaire. And this man was dying of cancer. And when Father went to visit him, he discovered an amazing sight. He couldn't believe his eyes. This man had wasted away to about 95 pounds. He was on his deathbed and he had stacks of $100 bills on the bed all around him. That's how much he loved his money. That's how much he couldn't, even though he was wasting away, his body was being eaten by cancer, he could not be away from his stacks of $100 bills. And that's the example of a rich fool, of somebody who's hoarded the money so much that he couldn't even be generous to those in need. Contrast that with St. Catherine Drexel, the great saint of Philadelphia. She was a socialite. She inherited $15 million from her wealthy banker father. Her father left her this inheritance. And there she was. This is $15 million back around the turn of the century, so it's a huge amount, about maybe equivalent of $1 billion today. So she had this dilemma. What should she do with all this money? Well, she went to the Pope and said, I'd like to help out the African-American missions, the American-Indian missions throughout the United States. And he said, well, that's fine, but don't just give your money, give yourself as well. Give yourself. And so she did both. She started many orphanages. She started hospitals all over the country. She started Xavier University in New Orleans. And amazing, and by the end of her life, she had built up hundreds of wonderful schools all throughout the country for the needy and the poor. Amazing what she did. So that's what God is reminding us, that we don't want to become rich fools. However, it's possible to be a rich, wise person, right? See, a rich, wise person will always give a certain portion to God, a certain portion to charity. Look at Tom Monahan, made billions of dollars through Domino's Pizza. He didn't keep it all to himself. He spent a large amount of it on the pro-life network, crisis pregnancy centers, helping unborn children. And then he also set up a number of Catholic universities like Ave Maria down in Florida and other things. See, that's a wise person who's blessed by God. They will not keep it to themselves, but use it for the greater glory of God. God bless you.